the book of Romans, part 22. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book that we are using as a handbook for the study, What is Your God's Name? Something to Behold, trust me. Years worth of research and studies in it. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's a plus 27 code for South Africa, and the number is 0722 367 124, as you can see on the top, or go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that matters. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups of people. Any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yah Movement. We are not part of Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists. We are not affiliated to any church, denomination or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning worldwide through the internet. We use the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briard Rodsenham in 1860. It is not the Emphasis 1902 Bible. It's two different Bibles. That's a corrupted Bible. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that the study this morning is going to be a real blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Romans chapter 1. Verse 21, Romans 1:20. Again, we need to look to the small letters and the capital letters. Well, I think by this time you know that. He says, because that when they knew Yahweh Almighty, that's God, they glorified Him, that He must surely be a capital H. Not as Elohim. Elohim means God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and in their foolish hearts, we don't work with the heart, we work with the soul's dimension, it was darkened. So what happens? The time that we are living in, this scripture is actually bringing it alive. But even in the time of Apostle Paul 2000 years ago, this was a major problem. And even before that, in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, why did Father Yahweh wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah? Because of the sinfulness of that two towns and the influence of the homosexuals and lesbianism that was well and alive and was functioning. Now he says in verse 21, because that when they knew Yahweh Almighty or God, they glorified Him not. They know about Him. They glorify Him not as Elohim or God. They didn't uplift Him. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination, creative, vain, creative, sinful, and their foolish hearts, the imagination, called, you don't have a foolish heart, is a way of putting it. Everything happens up here in my soul's dimension. But, and he says, and their foolish heart or soul's dimensions were darkened. They were planning things and scheming out different ways of doing sin and aggravating Yahweh Almighty, because it's not what he had in mind. It says everyone of us, even today in 2026, has a choice what we want to do with our lives. We have a choice. I have a choice what I do. But we, in our choices, has a responsibility. The choices that I do makes me aware of the responsibility of my deeds. And not only does it have a responsibility in my life, but it also has a responsibility to those living in my house, those who are part of my life, those who are part of your life. And this is what the scripture actually says. This is what it actually says. We have a responsibility. We cannot just live as if Yahweh is non-existence. So it says, their hearts became foolish, their soul's dimensions, and it was darkened because of sin. Funny that sin always are colored in darkness, black. It was darkened. The most important to realize is that we have a choice. And that's why even Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they had a choice whether they want to live from the tree of knowledge or the tree of good and evil. And unfortunately, because of Satan's presence, Satan with a small s, not a capital, we don't give any glory to him, but because of Satan's presence, his demonic presence, he's always out on creating sin, and then he colors it in with different colors so that it looks acceptable and it looks good for the eye. Because the Bible says when Eve saw the fruit, wasn't something on a tree, when she saw the serpent, it looked good to eat from. She had intercourse with the serpent. That's what she had. It's not a fruit. Serpent wasn't a snake. The serpent became a snake after he was cursed. Go read Genesis chapter 3. Only after being cursed, he became a snake. He wasn't a snake. He was a serpent. He was a straight up being, looking like a man. But when she looked at the fruit of sin, because what happened? The serpent actually draw her attention and make her aware of the choices they had to make. When he said, was it so that Yahweh Almighty said you not to eat from that tree? Yahweh never told Eve. He told Adam. Eve only came centuries later, millenniums later, because there was no time in the Garden of Eden. There was no death, there was no sin. You understand? But the serpent had the intelligence to remember what Yahweh told Adam millenniums before. You not to eat from that tree, because you shall surely die. Meaning two things. You shall die, blowing out your breath, which was non-existent in the Garden of Eden, and you shall die losing eternal life, because Adam and Eve had eternal life. They had a relation of eternal life with Yahweh in the Garden of Eden. You're going to lose that. It will be non-existent. It will become non-existent. So there was two deaths that you're going to lose, or that will start to take form. First, the death of the body, which immediately starts with old age and carrying on, and when you die, non-existent. And then the second one is spiritually being cut off from the Creator of heaven and earth, not having the communication that Adam and Eve used to have with Yahweh Almighty in the Garden of Eden, in the dew, in the evening. They always had a conversation. And this is what is so important to us today, as your fist, with a V, not a W, your fist, meaning followers of Yahushua. It is to have that Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, conversation, not just in the evening, but 24/7, throughout the day and the night. We have a connection through the Ruach HaKodesh in us, which Yahushua came and through his death, burial and resurrection gave back to us. Yes, we still die. This body still dies. That's the curse of the Garden of Eden. That's the curse of being led by sin, participating in sin. But the second one is eternal life. Yahushua has given us back the option to have eternal life, or to die in your sin and have eternal hell. The option is ours. Everyone of us has an individual choice that we do make. A choice that affects my life and also the loved ones around me. And this is what he says here. This is what he says. Because that when they knew Yahweh Almighty, O God, they glorified him not as Elohim, O God. They glorified him not. They knew he's there. Neither were they thankful. But because vain in their imagination, he says, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination. They became sinful. And their foolish hearts, not the hearts, their minds, those dimensions, were darkened. Every one of us today in 2026 has a choice that we want to do what we want to do with our lives. But we need to know that we are responsible for the decisions that we make. It is not Yahweh our Elohim who darkened our soul's dimension. He came and gave us light. Go read that Genesis 1 verse 3. He made light. That's not the sun and the moon and the stars. That's Yahushua. Go see in Genesis 1 verse 3. He made light to drive away darkness. Who? Satan. Why? That light in Genesis 1 verse 3 is not the sun and the moon and the stars. Those are all only created in verse 16 and 17. So who's the light? Yahushua. So what does he do? He has given us light. But people in their sinful ways chose to have darkness in the soul's dimension, making decisions that we are making decisions that will have an influence on others around us in the time today and in time to come. When I think about this ministry, when we were inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh to take this gospel universal on internet, it was frightening in the beginning, but we didn't care. We just put our foot on the water. And today people is coming to repentance and a revelation of this glorified revelation that Yahweh has given us, that He already has foreseen more than 2,000 years ago. So what happens? The decisions that we make today has an influence in the lives of others around us, and even in time to come. But we have a free will what we want to do. I want you to overthink the scripture, overthink this study this morning. What are you doing with your lives and the choices that you do? Until tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.